To another episode of Do You Find the Counterculture right here on Witten Radio. Today we're joined by special guest 14K. Guys, how's it going?
Going good, man. Thanks for having us.
Hey,
you're welcome. No problem. I'm excited to talk with you guys. You guys have had a lot of stuff in the works lately. So tell me a little bit about your I know that you released this exclusively on Apple. What was the writing process like on that single?
Man, Let Go is the whole idea behind it was how do we get to a place where we can be at peace with not wanting what we had, you know?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, and Brian can attest to this, we've both been in relationships and just kind of like with people that we find ourselves always wanting to go back to, and you know, we'd have conversations with each other like, hey man, why can't we let go of this? And that's kind of where it all started, you know?
Absolutely. What's it like for you on a personal level having your single released via Afropunk? I know that Afropunk is huge. I mean, it's just grown as, you know, it started out as like this little niche thing, but now it's grown so much, you know, it's on the international level. What's it like for you on a personal level having your single released through Afropunk?
You know, it's been crazy and it's been surreal and it's a huge blessing, because when we first heard like they were interested in premiering it, I was almost kind of like, like we'll see if it happens, you know, because I hate to like get my hopes up all the time. So I was like, you know, if it happens, it'll be really cool and it'll be a huge step for us as a group. But, you know, if it doesn't, like,
but if it doesn't, let go.
But it happened, and everybody's been kind of going crazy over the single, and we've got such amazing feedback. And I think for them to premiere it, it even let the single shine even more. So we're just extremely thankful for that opportunity, for sure.
Yeah, it's still kind of unbelievable, to be honest.
Yeah, I would imagine so, definitely so. What is the biggest takeaway that you want guys to take from your music, or that you want people to take from your music when they listen to it?
Man, I think when people hear our music, I really want them to challenge themselves. You know, I feel like when we think about love, or when we get to these topics that are kind of uncomfortable, when we're not seeing the results we want to see, we like often stop thinking about it or find a way to distract ourselves so we don't have to feel it. It's like we numb ourselves with distraction. And I want like our music to kind of like force you to feel that way and then learn how to deal with it and learn how to grow from it. You know, and because that's what happens when we're making our music. Like, the process of us making our music really does that for us. So if we can transfer that energy to somebody who's listening, then I think the music did its job, you know?
Absolutely. Your style of music, it's so unique, very eclectic. I was wondering, who are some artists or groups that you take your influence from that have kind of helped to influence and kind of define your style?
Man. So I do most of, like, the production. It all usually kind of starts from my brain in terms of the music. And, man, I've been listening to music. Like, I've been a student of music for as long as I can remember. So from, like, Earth, Wind & Fire to Michael Jackson to, you know, even to, like, more alternative music to, like, Korn, Deftones. Like, I've listened to everything. Like, everything that's touched the airwaves, I've listened to it. Except for country. I don't really.
But lyrically,
yeah.
That's a good lyric.
But, yeah, like, right now what I'm really, like, inspired by is Childish Gambino, Chance the Rapper, and just in the internet, just a lot of alternative hip-hop groups that they're trying different things with sound, and they're just not afraid to be different, and I think that's what our music is. It's just we want to do something fresh, and we want to do something new, and we don't want to do what everybody else is doing, and I think you can hear that in our music, and it's a reflection of what we've been listening to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You guys, now some would, I guess, kind of describe your sound as like alt-hip-hop. Obviously, you know, like your sound is so eclectic, but in that your roots, some of your roots are in hip-hop, I was wondering, on a personally speaking, like what are your thoughts on the state of hip-hop today?
Oh, man. That's crazy. And that's a great question, because hip-hop is a new thing right now, and it's hard to just want it to be what it used to be, because straight off the bat, it's not what it used to be. And I don't want to be stuck and to be like, oh, it's not what it used to be, you know, and nothing could stay the same forever. But in a creative term, I will say music, it's not as creative as it used to be. It seems like everybody's kind of following the trend in terms of hip-hop and, like, lyrically and musically. It honestly, in my opinion, it all sounds kind of the same. So, like, I don't know. I just want to challenge other artists in hip-hop today. Like, you know, just try to do something new. But I will say this. Because when we're looking at the large kind of global understanding of hip-hop, I would even go as far to say, like, pop-hop. You know what I mean? Like, what's the popular stand on hip-hop? I would say that is, like, this reproduced, almost factory kind of art-making.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not to take away from the artist, you know what I mean? Because you have people who, like, Andy Warhol, who was, like, a pop artist, and, like, that was this whole thing, like, the factory working, something that just doesn't last too long. But if we look at the current stage of, like, artists who are maybe stepping away from that and are still considered hip-hop artists, there's people who are challenging that, you know what I mean? They're challenging what that sound is, and I think that they're doing a great job. Like, for instance, Kendrick Lamar, you know what I mean? When we look at To Pimp a Butterfly, like, that's a hip-hop album.
Mm-hmm.
But that album is incredible, and that album is pulling from different roots where hip-hop really started. Like, it's pulling from the roots of jazz, pulling from the roots of blues. And it's like pushing the envelope and saying, hey, look at this and look at the statement that I'm making. And that's considered new hip-hop, right? That's considered like a new style.
Absolutely.
And that's something that's powerful and inspirational and different. And I think you decide the artist you want to be. Do you want to be the pop artist, or do you want to be the artist that makes something that can withstand the time? You know what I mean? Do you want to build a wood house, or do you want to build a Roman cathedral?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Bingo. And that actually kind of leads full circle to my next question. But my next question is I wanted to ask, what is your reason for making music? What inspires you? What was kind of the catalyst that, because I know that, you know, like, it's tough making it in the world of music. But you guys, I mean, you guys, aside from the raw talent that you have, you guys have made this bold step to step out and to have the world listen to your music. What was kind of the catalyst on you starting, and why do you do what you do?
It's really about telling a story and something, a personal situation that I'm going through. So, like, making music is therapy for me. Like, if I didn't have music, I would just bottle all of this in. You know, all of this emotion and energy, I would just I wouldn't know what to do with it. So music has given me an opportunity to just, like, put it somewhere. And then I could even share it with people, and then people can understand what I'm going through. And it could be similar to what they're going through.
Right.
So that's really what drives me to make music.
I'm going to piggyback on that, because I think in the world that we live in, as much as, you know, we try to make it seem like we're all so different and we all have so many different opinions and policies and you're on this side and this side and this versus this. We have so much more in common than we have that's different, that when you are able to take your emotion and express it, or take what you feel and express it and then put a tune on it that allows somebody to keep on rethinking that thought and keep on rethinking that thought and to internalize those lyrics and really feel what you were saying, and what was therapy for you now becomes therapy for someone else. And it happens on a very viral level, you know?
Yes.
And I think for me, and I think I speak for Brian too, I don't think fans understand how important they are. Like, you know what I mean? When someone's a fan, like, oh, I'm a fan of your music, like, that's cool. Like, but on a really deep level, like, they are the engine for an artist's heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, like, even those challenging times where you're hitting these doors and you're hitting these ceilings and you're saying, man, like, is this really what I want to do? When somebody comes up to you and lets you know that they got it, they understood it, it helped them, it was therapy for them too. You know what you're doing. That feeling that, hey, this is working, we just have to spread it, we have to get it to more people, that feeling comes right back up, and it completely destroys any doubt you have.
Definitely.
And so I for me, like, a lot that keeps it going is these fans, man, the people who, like, are there with us and are following the moon man and trying to go to the moon with us and shoot, hop on this 14K rocket, you know? Yeah. So that's what's really... for me, really keeping me going, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. I wanted to ask, how did you guys meet? Did you grow up together?
Or? Yeah, we were all actually neighbors in the same neighborhood.
Yeah, so they thought I was a nerd.
Yeah, he was.
I had an electric scooter, but like that was tight.
It's quite hilarious. So I knew Baron already. I lived in the neighborhood first, and then Baron moved in a couple houses down, and I just kind of started talking to him and hanging out with him, and, you know, we started to talk about music and such like that, and started kind of messing around with music, and, you know, we were cool at the time. We weren't, like, best friends yet, and then we were just kind of hanging out outside one day, and then there's this random tall kid that just rides his electric scooter down. Like, he's like, hey, guys, like, you want to ride my scooter? Like, you know,
you're making me sound thirsty.
You know what I mean? But he wanted a friend. Like, in all honesty, he just wanted to be our friend. And we were kind of like, get out of here. Like, like, who is this kid? Like,
you know what? I won't lie. I had to, like, coerce them into coming over by offering them snacks and Snapples. My mom always had Snapples at my house, like the ones that were in the glass bottle, like the real stuff. They had the facts. Every time you open the bottle, like,
yeah,
you know what I'm talking about?
Uh-huh.
And so, like, I was like, hey, guys, like, come over. I have chips. I have Snapples. And they'd be like, ah, there's food over there. And then they eventually became the homies, and we just the relationship developed from there.
Very nice, very nice. Okay. Your name, I love your name. It's really unique in the way that it's spelled. Is there a meaning behind the name, your name, your group name?
Yeah. Well, 14K, right? So we're talking about 14 karat gold. And the idea behind it is, like, with gold, you have, with 14 karat gold in particular, you have so many components that, like, are inside of it. It's impure gold, right? But 14 karat gold is actually stronger than 24 karat gold. Like, if I bit 24 karat gold, it can, like, fall apart. And
yeah,
when we're looking at that as a group, it's like we are stronger together than we are apart. You know what I mean? You're pulling all these different elements and you're putting it into one place and you're finding that it still has so much value.
Mm-hmm.
And it's harder to break, right? And
mm-hmm.
then in terms of the way that we designed it, I mean, we wanted it to be in your face. FRTNK. And so we took the vowels out of it and capitalized all the letters and we threw it in your face. And we said, this is something that when you see it, it's going to be a little different. It's going to be a little, like, almost hard to understand. But when you understand it, it's going to stick with you.
Yeah.
And that kind of speaks to our music, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So your first, I think your very first album or recorded work was Operation AU back in 2011. And that's been quite a while. I mean, it would seem like a while from now.
Definitely.
But I mean, you've had, you know, so much input in everything. I mean, so many people have responded well to your music, to your work. One of which is Issa Rae, and she has a show now on HBO called Insecure that was it was taken from her YouTube show, Awkward Black Girl. When you found out that this had caught her attention, what was it like for you guys on a personal level? Because she's, I mean, obviously her work is brilliant, just like yours. Did you guys ever get a chance to meet with her or talk with her about your work?
I'm gonna tell you this whole story because I'll be honest with you, man. We never got to meet Issa Rae, and like I really wanted to, and like I've reached out to her. I'm sure she just hasn't had time to read my email. Depending how busy she is, but when we sent her, man, and this is for artists out there who think your work isn't good enough or you think you're too small to be noticed, do it. Just do it.
Just try it, man.
Because you never know. Like, it was the day before the season finale. Literally. The day before she aired her season finale for season one, Awkward Black Girl. By this time, her show had already been up. She had numbers. I was watching it. All my college friends were watching it. It was incredible. It was hilarious. I saw that she had a section to send music. And I just sent her the music, and I was like, yo, like, check out our page. She, like, hit me back up, or somebody from her team hit us up, like, that night, and was like, hey, we're going to use this song, and we're going to use it for a placement in the show. Is that okay? We were like, yo! It was the craziest, like, this isn't real, this is weird, like, trying to, like, gather your bags as if somebody, like, asked you, hey, come to Hawaii, and it was like, Kanye. Like, you know, I mean, we were like, use it, please, whatever.
Yeah.
And it happened the day, you know, it was the most unrealistic, like, I'm not expecting a response from this, but we got the response, and we got the placement, and she loved the music. You know what I mean? It was like, we took the shot, and we took a shot in the dark, and we landed on the bullseye. It was incredible.
Yeah, definitely.
And that's got to be a good feeling. I mean, that's just awesome. Yeah, that is just a testament to just believing in yourself and putting your best work, you know, out there, you know, and just, yeah, it just shows that hard work pays off and that, you know, your gifts will definitely speak for themselves. So that's awesome.
Yeah.
I agree.
I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about kind of what you have on the horizon, just in terms of, like, special projects or work that you're currently working on.
We, of course, have Let Go out right now. Please look out for the music video, right? We're going to be releasing that. And then we're going to be releasing another single and kind of, you know, getting you guys' attention, and we're going to have some things I don't want to speak on quite yet, but follow the journey. That's all I can say. The best thing I can say to anybody listening, and if you like, you know, 14K and you're following the Moon Man and you want to go on this journey with us, please hop on this rocket with us because we're going to take it, you know, we're going to take it deep into the galaxy. We're talking fifth dimension interstellar. So it's going to be great. That's really all I can say.
More music,
more art, more content.
Very nice, very nice. And where can our listening audience find out more about you guys and keep abreast of what you're doing?
To be honest, 14k.com, like FRTNK.com. Like, we're going to have everything up there. It's an easy way to be able to connect with us and for us to connect back to you. It's a hub for all of our information. Like, we can give you our Instagram and stuff like that, but, I mean, FRTNK.com will give you all of that. And we'll have no questions about it, you know?
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Awesome. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining us on today's show. I'm all out of questions, but I just wanted to say thank you again for this opportunity, and I wanted to open the floor to you if there's anything you'd like to say to our listening audience.
Walter, thank you. This was great. I feel like I haven't thought about a lot of the stuff that you asked in a while, and, like, it was just really fun to hop back into that nostalgia and, like, feel that feeling again. It's been all, like, so much grind. It's like, wow, look at the work you've done, you know. So thank you for this, and thank you for this interview.
Oh, yeah, no problem.
You did your homework. You brought out some stuff that I forgot about. that's the coolest thing, you know, to think about, you know, such history. So thank you.
Yeah, man, and enjoy Let Go, and all you listeners, enjoy Let Go and feel it. You know what I mean? Really feel it.
really listen to what I'm saying.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, man. You have a good night.
All right, you as well.
All right, have a good one.
All right, you as well. Thank you. Guys, that was the group 14K. Make sure to check them out. We'll put the link to their website in the body of this post. If you're listening to us on SoundCloud, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. We're also on your mobile phone or your mobile device. You can download the Stitcher Smart Radio app. It's available for free in the Google Play as well as the iTunes Store. You can download the app, search for Showdown, Redefining the Counterculture. You'll hear this interview with the group. Android users, have no fear. We're also in the Google Play Music Store. If you have an Android device or a phone, you can just go to the Google Play Music Store, search for Showdown, Redefining the Counterculture. That will allow you to stream this interview. You can download it, share it with your friends, subscribe, leave a comment, all free of charge, right in the Google Play Music Store.